Nanny, said a thin, refined voice.
Nanny Dodgson's good thoughts had got her as far as the first landing. She stood, smiling nicely, hands folded.
Yes, Mrs. Darling?
We'll be out tonight, trilled Mrs. Darling. Will you be all right with the children?
Certainly, madam.
Mrs. Darling's lipsticky smile froze a little.
It was such a trial when one was simply rushed off one's feet with dinner parties. People really had no idea of the stress involved in bringing up children, particularly someone else's, which reminded her of something she'd been meaning to ask for days.